Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this on Thursday, August 14th. With me this week is Fergal McCabe. He's our head of EU dairy brokerage based in the Dublin office. And I want to talk to Fergal because I've been watching the futures and OTC prices out of Europe, and we've just seen downward pressure basically across all of the dairy products. Maybe dry whey is the exception, but quite a bit of weakness showing up in butter, showing up in the cheese OTCs, and even weakness in skim milk powder. Maybe we'll start with butter, Fergal, because we've seen downward pressure on the prior GDT event. We've seen a lot of downward pressure in the U.S. market, and now we're seeing a downtrend for European butter as well. How much have prices dropped?
Hey, Nate. Glad to be on again. It's probably good to start with butter. That's where we've seen most of the action on our side kind of throughout the summer, really, but definitely in the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, if we look back to, you know, around the flush time in Europe and beginning of the summer, the quarter four contracts were trading at €7,500 a ton. And if we look at the market this week, it's down, you know, basically 10% now to around the 6,800, 6,900 level. So it's been, you know, it's been volatile, intraday volatility a lot of, and you know, prices have been bouncing up and down, but the general trend has been lower prices right throughout the summer. You know, it, like I said, a 10% drop. I think mostly looking at it, you can attribute it to, it is a little bit quieter months, and definitely from the buy side, you know, these would be kind of the holiday weeks and that, but also just production has been better. We see that not only in Europe with some very strong milk collections throughout the summer, but also New Zealand and so on. So that's mainly been the driver.
There was some heat and some dryness in Europe early in the spring, early summer, which was expected to slow down the production growth quite a bit. And we did see the production numbers slow down a bit, but I think overall they've been coming in. I know for the past 3 months, the numbers have been coming in a little bit stronger than what I was forecasting. And I think my forecasts were probably aggressive compared to what other people were expecting. So the milk flows are looking good. One of the patterns that we've seen in the European butter market in the last, I don't know, year, has been when we get these drops in prices, buyers have come back in and kind of rallied the market. Like you said, it's been volatile, bouncing up and down a bit. Are these lower prices bringing buyers into the market?
Yeah, so I think it's a good point you made about the dry weather during the summer. There was a 2 or 3 week period where basically everywhere had quite high weather or hot weather, and there was some concerns around it, and we saw that reflected in the market activity. It did bounce back a bit. We're in around the 7,000 level because of that. I think for most of the year on quarter four butter, the lower prices we've seen have attracted more demand. I think the difference now than say 3 months ago or 6 months ago when prices have fallen is that a lot of the hedging or covering has probably been done from the end users for Q4. So at the moment, and also we're in the holiday weeks, it seems that the lower pricing at the moment, the 6.8 and 6.9, albeit there is some demand coming in at those levels, I don't think it's as strong as it was before. I think what's interesting and what we could see happen is when the holiday weeks are over and people get back, you know, to their desks end of August, September, and the end users start looking into next year to cover their needs, which are likely largely uncovered, we could see the lower pricing there attracting more demand. And I think we have seen, like, for example, the first half of next year on butter has moved down in the last few weeks from, you know, around the 6,900 level to around the 6,750 level. So down around 150 euros, whereas the quarter four has moved down about 400 euros. So we've seen that price spread move between quarter four and quarter one from 350 euros to now around 100 to 150 euros. So definitely we're probably going into a period where we'll see more demand showing up for next year, where a lot more end users aren't covered on the market. A lot of people would be looking further out, and we're likely to see that forward curve flatten out, potentially even more as we move, you know, towards the end of the year and people start looking into 2026.
So a lot of downward pressure on fat. How about cheese?
When we look at the cheese, the main activity we've seen on our side has been on the Gouda and mozzarella, and they've been quite active in trading for Q4. And they've moved down roughly 10% during that period from the beginning of summer to now. So Gouda down from levels in around 4,400 to now just above 4,000 for Q4. And the spot prices are at similar levels. And mozzarella has moved from, you know, around 4,300 down now to, you know, pricing the mid-market on Q4 at the moment at 39.50, so below 4,000 euros. So yeah, just across the whole fat complex here during the summer, really a 10% move down on prices. At the moment, you know, these weeks can be, they may not be the teller of all, just with the nature of the market being a little bit quieter. But certainly, it looks like for the next while, the lower prices will stay. And what I'm looking at mostly probably is how we see the price action for the fats going into next year. And I think a lot of eyes are there at the moment.
By my estimates, European cheese demand was pretty strong, at least in the first half of the year. Now we're seeing these lower prices. Do you think this weaker cheese pricing for the second half of the year into Q4 is driven by the good milk production, or is there some weakening on the demand side?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a combination of both. We've definitely heard in the market a little bit, you know, whispers of that demand isn't great. And it's likely that the export markets are a little bit more competitive as well. So I think if we look at that in combination with the better milk, and, you know, we're coming off the back of the peak production, so it is likely that producers now have a more of an idea of what they need to sell for the end of the year, you know, what contracts they've got filled, what excess they may have. And it's normal at this time of the year to see that come to the market. So, yeah, definitely a combination of both on the cheese side. I think, you know, a lot of the demand of butter are certainly demand that will hit the futures compared to cheese has had hit the market earlier, where I think a lot of the hedging on cheese was done over the last couple of months, or even a couple of weeks heading towards the end of the year. It could still be some, you know, we could still see some movement downwards on the fats in the next couple of months, just on the back of a lot of activity that happened in the summer. But yeah, again, you know, when people come back after the holidays, and if there is, you know, we have good weather here at the moment. If there is a continuation of some hot weather and things tighten up a little bit, that could change the picture again for Q4. So still a lot of uncertainty, I think, and not a lot of high risk positions in the market either. I think people are trading cautiously and very reactive to what's happening in the fat markets, which have been pretty volatile and, you know, pretty high pricing as well.
It's going to be interesting to see how the fourth quarter and first quarter trade flows shape up globally. You've been mentioning prices in euros per ton, but for the American audience, even after this 10% drop, fourth quarter mozzarella from Europe is still something like $2.07 a pound, while cheese futures in the U.S. are mid $1.80s. So U.S. cheese is still 20% cheaper than European cheese. And so we should still see good exports out of the U.S. New Zealand is looking at growth for their milk supply this season. And I've heard that they've been aggressive in the export market. So it's possible we could see European cheese exports drop off a bit with buyers shifting towards cheaper pricing in the U.S. and maybe out of New Zealand as well. On the skim milk powder, the movements in the U.S. have been, I don't want to say volatile because it's within a couple of penny range, but we've seen some up and down movements in U.S. pricing. What are you seeing on European skim?
Not a whole lot of change is what I would say in the European skim. If we look at we start by looking at just the quotations, so the weekly spot quotations, they've been largely unchanged over the last 6 months. So hovering in around, you know, 2350 to 2400 euros a ton. The forward curve has been relatively steep, pricing in quite a big premium for, you know, Q4 of about 75 to 100 euros, and Q1 in around, you know, 2550 for long periods of time. A couple of weeks ago, we saw, you know, our one thing to note with Europe as well is it's been very reactive to the changes in the euro dollar. So we've obviously seen the dollar weakening a lot over the past months, or basically since the inauguration day. So that's had a bit of added pressure onto European skim milk powder prices. We have seen the market try to bounce back from that. There's been moments of what you say, not to call it volatility, but it's really changing sentiment here. But overall, you know, the market continues to trend lower. We feel weakness still in the market at the moment. The premiums on the forward curve here we see being sold, and talking to people in the market, definitely not as bearish a market as maybe 6 months ago. Does feel a little more neutral when talking to people, but it's, and even a lot of people say they're quite bullish, but it's not really happening yet for the European skim milk powder market. I think export markets are quite competitive. You know, there's an O'Neill tender going on this week. In the past, when we had an O'Neill tender here, we would see, you know, a slight rise in European skim milk powder prices on the back of the announcement. And Europe historically has won a lot of those tenders, particularly for skim milk powder. And I think, and expecting from this one, is probably a bit of an underwhelming result for Europe. So a lot more competition from, you know, New Zealand, Latin America. Some Eastern European countries have shown up on recent tenders as well. So, yeah, I think, you know, demand for European product and the pressure of the currency as well is not helping the market there. So no real concrete signs of higher prices at the moment.
It's going to be an interesting one to watch. My skim milk powder, not that dry milk price forecast slope up like the futures do. And part of the logic behind that is an expectation of better skim milk powder demand in the fourth quarter. And a component of that is specifically Algeria. Their imports have been trending down for the past 9 months or so. And they have this habit of stocking up on product when it's cheap and then working down those inventories and waiting to come back in and do bigger buying again when they feel that prices are advantageous. So I'm expecting some good imports from Algeria, but like you said, even with this O'Neill tender happening, we're not seeing much strength showing up in European pricing, which makes me a little bit more bearish. Maybe the demand side won't be strong enough to drive skim pricing higher in the fourth quarter and in the first quarter, like I'm pricing in. With that, Fergal, thank you for your time today.
No problem, Nate. Thank you.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the U.S., EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales, company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange-traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under company No. RC Luxb 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial Pte Ltd Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products, an exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. StoneX Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ152SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission AFSL, 345646. StoneX Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Sir. SIS Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and/or services provided by the FCM division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFID NFAID 0476094 or StoneX Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652 and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the StoneX group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 65-6309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of StoneX Group, Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to, or intended for distribution to or use by, any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country, or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability, or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 StoneX Group, Inc. All rights reserved.